Hey, thank you so much, and welcome to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's Friday, first hour. We get into the entertainment world with our friend, the entertainment expert herself, Jan Wall. How are you, Jan?
Great, thanks. Been a busy week.
It's been very busy, and let's get to our first guest, welcoming her back once again, Abigail Munn from Circus Bella. She writes it, she directs it, she does all of it, and this is San Francisco's local homegrown circus, and they are performing in various parks. They're already underway as well. Abigail, do you sort of feel, first of all, welcome back, but do you sort of feel like you always raising the bar? It's like, I saw that last year. You don't want that. You got to keep innovating, right?
That's every year. And now we're doing two shows a year because we do our winter show in the winter, our tent show in the winter, and the summer show in the summer, and I'm always like, okay, how do we make something new, surprising? How do we keep the wow going? This summer show is actually called Wow. So, but yeah, how do we new, fresh, exciting, something people have never seen before?
So what are a couple of the wow things you're doing?
So this year we have this unbelievable hand balancer. He's actually from Boston, Massachusetts, Joel Hertzfeld, and and he spends so much time, it's upside down, it's like he's so comfortable standing on his hands on these little thin canes, you wouldn't believe it. He just does, it's like he's a superhuman. So
wow, that's amazing.
I know you have roots with the Pickle Family Circus, and I remember when I was in college in the 80s, they're like, the Pickle Family Circus is coming. You've been at this a long time, haven't you?
I have been at this since I was 9 years old, and I'm 45 now, so you can
wow,
for a long time. This is my life's work, is creating circus. I don't know how to do anything else.
Abigail, was it a thing like, I'm going to go off and join the circus? Because to me, that's kind of cute.
I did that. So when I started out, I grew up in San Francisco. My parents worked for the opera. I kind of grew up backstage at the opera. I always knew I wanted to be in the performing arts. And then my parents signed me up for a class at the Pickle Family Circus when I was 9 years old. And I walked in the building and I said, wow, this is what I want to do. And then when I was maybe 25, I had an opportunity to run off and join this other circus. So I joined this very traditional Italian family circus, and I toured around the United States with this little circus show. And then I decided I wanted to bring that, the feeling of the Pickle Family Circus, which had kind of died off at that point in San Francisco, back to the Bay Area.
I know that you were for a while directing that vaudeville troupe called Kitty Bang, and that has some triple entendres right there. Can you tell me about Kitty Bang?
It was called Kitty Kitty Bang Bang.
Okay.
And it was a little burlesque troupe, and we did shows. We worked from about 2002 through 2010, and it was kind of during that first burlesque resurgence. And I think one of my main inspirations has always been costumes and MGM musicals and all of that kind of glitz and glamour. And so I would say I wanted to bring a little bit more artistry and a little more dance and just a little bit more to what was going on in the burlesque scene. So we had beautiful costumes. We had real choreography. And it was a really, I'm still actually the two women that I was, it was a trio, and the two women that I was in that troupe with were still very close. And actually one of the women is the costume designer for Circus Bella currently. So it was very much kind of a stepping stone from to where I am now. Dark Autumn Adam and its dark, dark, unique corsetry.
I'm such a nut for, you mentioned MGM musicals, and I'm so insane for those. If someone had never seen those, which two would you recommend?
I would go for Singing in the Rain and American Affairs.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a Gene Kelly gal.
Yeah, I get that, yeah. And I would probably add Gigi and... Oh, there's so many. The Bandwagon. Oh, my God.
I know. I agree. Those are, I think it's hard to make, you know, it's hard to make a choice.
Yeah, but they're all great. But Singing in the Rain would probably be the number one to me.
You know, just I like Funny Face, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you get into a stare and everything and forget about it. I mean, it's just great. It's all so good. So good.
So, Abigail, tell us a little bit more about some of the, as you would say in quotes, maybe crazy stuff we're going to see.
So, the show is completely nuts. And we're gonna see, we have an incredible contortionist, Elise Hing. She bends herself. It's just small little shapes, but she's such an artist in the way that she moves and the sequence of the movements of how she does it. It's quite incredible. We have Dora Galilea, who's our aerialist. She's been with the company for a long time in different roles. She was the contortionist and then she's now our aerial act. We have Tony Cannon, and he's our strongman, and he's not only he bends a pan on his leg, he bends a rod around his neck, and then we're doing this new trick that we've been working on. It's a three high, so he supports not one but two as we stack three people standing on top of each other in the ring, and we've been working on this trick for about a year. So we're really excited to there's the moment a trick becomes show ready. And then of course there's the band. All of our shows, we have a 6-piece live band.
Oh, great.
And the music is all original.
All right, before we let you go, what are you going to be doing personally?
I'm the ringmaster of the show. Mm. So I am introducing the acts. I actually do. I will be in some of the group pyramids. I tumble a little bit. I'm kind of running around and introducing the acts and just generally being the host of the show. And I have a great costume.
I bet.
What is the? Is there a top hat?
There is a top hat involved. I have a beautiful silk top hat that was made in Italy, especially for me.
I'll bet you Jan has a top hat.
I do, but I don't know about the made in Italy part. That sounds great.
All right, yeah. Abigail, where do we go online to find out these dates? Because as we were saying, not only are you going to be in the Bay Area, you're going to be in Laguna Beach and Reno, huh?
Yeah, we'll be in Reno. We just actually got back from Laguna Beach last weekend, but we are headed to Reno in a few weekends. So if you go to circusbella.org, there's a list of all the show dates. Right there.
Circus Bella. It's speaking of Italian, which means beautiful circus. And we have been speaking with beautiful and talented Abigail Munn. Thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you, Abigail.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. I love being on your show.
Awesome. We love having you. All right. We'll take a break. I'm Rick Tittle with Jan Wall. And we'll come back and continue on the show.